Stop 6. Turtle Pond. Before you is a small pond surrounded by a variety of shrubs, trees, and ferns. The pond is a little larger than a baseball diamond and has a small island in the middle. If it has been cold enough, the pond surface may be frozen in places. Beyond the pond is a row of tall white pine trees, and beyond that are the athletic fields of the Belmont Hill School. If the students are out on the fields, you may see or hear them playing sports. The pond is the habitat for many aquatic creatures, including painted turtles, green frogs and bullfrogs, and many invertebrates like crayfish and dragonfly nymphs. On your right, attached just below the top railing, is a tactile sculpture of the turtles and frogs which live here at Turtle Pond. When the days get short and the temperatures become cold, the frogs and turtles burrow into the mud at the bottom of the pond to spend the winter. The trees and shrubs around the pond are very attractive to birds in winter, including robins, chickadees, white-breasted nuthatch, tufted titmice, little downy woodpeckers, and blue jays. Here are some of the sounds of birds you might hear at Turtle Pond in winter.
American robin. Black-capped chickadee. White-breasted nuthatch. Tufted titmouse. Downy woodpecker. Blue jay.
We'll now continue to stop 7, but before you do, you have a special option. At the end of the boardwalk, about 57 feet from the end of the bump out, there is an intersection. You can take a left to immediately continue the tour to stop 7, or you can take a right to go on a short spur trail, which leads to a very lovely spot. If you take this option to the right, in 69 feet, there is a bench where you are welcome to sit and listen to the sounds of Turtle Pond. 70 feet from the bench, at the end of a switchback, is a wooden observation platform that extends over the pond. This platform has a 5-inch safety edge all around the sides over the water. You are welcome to spend time on the platform and let your senses experience the perspective of being over the water. There is a trail here that goes all the way around the pond. You are welcome to explore this trail, but please be aware that it is very uneven in places and not ADA compliant. Now let's continue to stop 7. If you chose to go to the special shoreline bench and viewing platform, go back to where you left the boardwalk. Then proceed along the trail 319 feet. As you travel away from the pond, you will pass through a deciduous and evergreen forest, and then into a meadow. The marker for stop 7 is located up ahead, at a bench on the right along the trail, in the middle of the meadow. But observe the forest first. You may notice an owl box up on a tree to the left. We hope to attract a pair of owls to use this box for their nest. Also note the evergreen eastern red cedar trees growing amongst taller maples and oaks. They have a reddish, shaggy bark. For much of the year, these cedars are growing in the shade of the taller trees. Farther along, we will see cedars growing in an unshaded meadow habitat. Proceed along the trail into the meadow until you encounter an intersecting trail. Uphill to the right, there are several eastern red cedars, which have much fuller and greener foliage compared to the cedars in the forest. Eastern red cedars thrive in open, sunny habitats. The fact that we saw some cedars in the shady forest tells us that in the past that habitat was open and part of the meadow. If you would like to continue the tour, go straight to the bench and stop 7. If you would like to take a shortcut back to the parking lot and visitor center, take a left at the trail intersection, which will lead you back to the meadow trail and the pine bank.